Receive the most sweet gift. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear children, we have finally come to the end of our school year, and today, the Pentecost Tuesday, the epistle, which again is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, tells about happenings in Samaria. Deacon Philip, after the stoning of Saint Stephen, he had to flee the persecution from Jerusalem to Samaria. And these people in Samaria, they received the gospel with joy, and they were baptized. And when the apostles heard about this, they sent Saint Peter and Saint John to confirm the newly baptized. The apostles went to Samaria and prayed for the new Catholics. They then imposed hands upon them, and they received the Holy Ghost, just like you saw in confirmation ceremony last Saturday. The Samaritans, even though they were baptized and they were now children of God, they also needed to grow up, that is, to become Christians, to become Catholics on their own. And now, we are at the end of school year, I want to tell you and remind you of your duties and responsibilities as confirmed Christians. We now come to the end of many early morning travels and for homework, and when homeworks change into home chores. Nevertheless, these 3 months of vacation seems to be starting with happiness, when it seems that we are again enjoying liberty and freedom. And for 3 months, you are able and capable of do what you want, or that what it might seem like to. When in school, you so often have to do the duties which somebody else tells you to do. But you children need to understand that as confirmed Catholics, every time and all time you are under obligation to serve Christ and His Church. We have always lots to responsibilities and lots to do in our lives. And also you need to remember that Christ died so that we could be free to do the will of God and not our own. Because whenever we are tending to do our own will, because of original sin, it often will result into indifference towards prayer, indifference towards God, to laziness, or even sin. So summer vacation should really be the time of rest and recreation, not any break from religion. Because you are a composition of body and soul, you need to take care both of your body and your soul. Because if you would neglect or separate those two, you would be incomplete. There was 3 years ago in New York City an auction when a painting called Flag sold for $36 million. Several galleries making huge bits of it. Suppose that this artist who made the painting could not decide which museum should receive his masterpiece. And suppose he would decide to take a knife and cut the canvas into 4 equal parts so that many galleries could share his masterpiece. This would be ridiculous. But much more ridiculous is the idea of education without religion, or the idea of taking vacation from religion. Dear children, now when the vacation is at hand, it is important to know that you still need to fulfill your religious duties towards God. As important as it is to educate your mind or to take rest from work, even more important it is to train and educate your souls. You were baptized once because your parents wanted you to go to heaven, and you go to a Catholic school with a daily holy mass, because a Catholic school takes care the whole of you. If you are not trained in religion and given the sacraments, you would end up a mutilated masterpiece. That's why during the summer you need to make sure that you take care of your spiritual duties, your morning and your evening prayers, and your Holy Rosary. Remember also that church year goes on even during vacation, so consult your Catholic calendar to know the feast days and other important days. For example, this Pentecost week on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, we have Ember Days. So even though you are not yet required to fast, remember that on Wednesday and Saturday, you can take meat only once during the main meal, and Friday, of course, complete abstinence. Also, read the bulletin which our parish publishes on weekly basis. You get there news from your parish and also food for your soul. Bishop Dolan always works very much to put together this bulletin, which is greatly appreciated by the people. You want to stay in touch with your parish and know what are the times and masses for important days of the summer months. And summer month is also, even though it's a time of joy for you, for many people it is also a time of sadness, because summer break means also break from daily broadcasted high mass. For many people watch this regularly, and for many people it means a break from their daily acquaintance with the Holy Catholic Mass, those many people who cannot attend or have access to daily Holy Mass or even a weekly or monthly Mass. And they are always very faithful in watching and greatly appreciative and grateful of the apostolate we do. Even on Ascension Thursday, when there was no school, one person sent an email to Father Cecada at 11:30 that there was no mass stream available. And this is another good reason to read the bulletin. Dear children, you as confirmed Christians, make sure you know your duties and then you also perform them. As I've tried to tell you in during this year, it is not enough just to believe. You also need to act according to your beliefs. So on this day, when the school year comes to an end, remember also that during summer vacation, to remind yourself that I am a Christian and I am a Catholic. Whether you are at work, in school, or at recreation, anyone who looks at you should see Christ in you. You as a Christians are followers of Jesus Christ, and you always want to be proud of that you have been selected of carrying the banner of the Holy Cross. And also, for the final note, at the end of Mass, we sing the recess hymn, God be with you till we meet again. Remember that our final and the highest class reunion will be in heaven, and it's through Christ's grace and mercy and his precious blood and the intercession of Virgin Mary which have given us this greatest gift which we can ever receive, that we, true unworthy we are, we have been called to the heavenly joy with God the Father and God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.